Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Back at TD Garden, where the Boston Celtics beat the Orlando Magic 114-97. I am Josue Pavone. He is Bobby Manning. Here to wrap up this five-game homestand. Yeah, we did.
Felt even longer than that.
It did. It really did. I can't believe it was five games in a row Celtics won here at TD Garden, where they remained undefeated 14-0. And this time they had Kristaps Porzingis back in the lineup. Now, Porzingis was out Friday night due to a left calf injury, which seemed more of a precautionary thing from the Celtics team, but they were confident enough to put him back out there, and he delivered. I mean, it wasn't as efficient as we've seen him before, but 14 points, 10 rebounds. What did you make of his comeback in this game?
Yeah, started slow, 0-3. Yeah, couple of travel in the lane.
They were all over him too. Every time he touched the ball,
so good to see him finish strong. We both love that and one. Yeah, put back.
Oh man, that was huge.
That had him coming off the white three that he gave him on a handoff, and then just finishing in traffic through a foul. That was one of those plays that reminds you this guy was the original Victor Wembanyama. He doesn't really have that athleticism and burst anymore.
Right.
But when you see him hitting his threes, when you see him flying from the top of the arc down to the rim to get a putback, and some of the great roles in this game he had off Jaylen Brown, this is the kind of stuff that makes him a different team with him out there. And they played a different style tonight, as we talked about in the last video. But they were just as effective because he's a mismatch problem for these defenses when they get him against the smaller guards. When they get him in actions, they're pulling the whole defense in because of the pressure he puts on the rim. And they're a different team on the offensive glass with him out there in those bigger lineups, too. You can see Joe loving the combinations with him and Al out there. That's why Kata plays tonight. They finished the first quarter with those two together out there. So you hope you can keep him healthy, as you mentioned, precautionary. He looked like he was a little hobbled in that first game of the back-to-back.
Right.
They're going to wait and see on the second one of this Kings-Warriors back-to-back coming up this week whether or not he'll play. He's played in back-to-back so far this year. He wants to play in those, but if he has a nagging calf thing going on, it might be smarter to hold him out.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see for sure. I'm with you on that. Let's see how his body responds, obviously. I think getting him out there was good, though, for the Celtics, because you didn't want to just throw him out there in the West Coast road trip after so many games of not playing. So I'm glad we were able to see him respond against the Orlando Magic. But the true test will be out West, where he's going to face, obviously, the Golden State Warriors, his first one up. And then the second night of that back-to-back, seeing how he responds to that, or how his body, rather, responds to that, will be very telling as to how he's doing with that left calf injury.
And these are tough matchups for him, the Moses Moody, Kevon Looney matchup at center with Golden State. No Draymond, of course, with the suspension, but a physically imposing center who's absolutely dominant on the offensive glass, probably one of the best in the league. So that's a tough matchup. And then all the spacing in that series, getting out against Curry and some of those other guys on the Golden State team that won a pretty impressive game against the Nets last night. And then Sacramento with DeMontis Sabonis, who had another triple-double kind of game in that one that they won against Utah last night. So tough matchups all around. Zubac with the Clippers, Anthony Davis with the Lakers. Those are going to be real measuring stick games for Porzingis.
Yeah, definitely. And along with his Celtics front court, for sure. But here's what Porzingis had to say after the 114-97 win over the Orlando Magic.
Joe said he thinks that you're starting to play Celtics basketball. What kind of goes into that to you, and what's going into building that mentality? I think he means just kind of competing on every play, sharing the ball, and stuff like that.
I think, yeah, I mean, it does make sense, you know, because it's kind of something we have talked about early in the season, which I think JB said it, like, when you have that much talent, you can invite some, you know, laziness or some, okay, we're just going to win anyway. But what we want to do is build that culture, that no matter how talented we are, or no matter who's in, who's out, or if we're all playing, we always play the same, we always play hard, we always make the right play for each other. And that way we build that culture on the court. And I think, I agree with him 100% that we're actually doing that right now.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. with any winning $5 moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
So I'm hoping that carries over, and I think it does, Bobby. I really do. That culture that everyone's dialed in on defense, and it's in my opinion, it's the biggest reason why they're coming out with these huge wins.
Yeah, we've talked about over and over his comfort coming here, how easily he's integrated. And even in a game like this, starting off slow and not getting frustrated out of the game, individual players on this team aren't concerned about their own performance, which was one of the questions we had coming in. Right. You see game in and game out, how he, Holiday, who bounced back in this one with a nice shooting game after a struggle to start the year for him from the field, and then Jalen and Jason trading off responsibilities at the point of attack. Nobody really cares. As long as they're winning, as long as they're performing well in these games, it hasn't been a problem at all. So Porzingis has led the way with that coming here, taking less money, taking a smaller role. And I just continue to be impressed by the demeanor, how he's carrying himself in these interviews, and just setting the tone for the looseness of this group. He's able to shake off bad calls, bad plays on offense, maybe even getting dunked on in that Cleveland game by Jared Allen. He shook that right off and had a good finish to that game. So I love Porzingis, love talking to him, and hopefully they can keep him healthy. That's a big thing right now.
There's a back-to-back on this West Coast road trip, which means we're probably not going to see Al Horford on the second end of that. Who do you think steps up now? I know you had a one-on-one with Luke Kornet. One, how's he doing? That's the first part of my question. Second part is Cato.
Glad you brought this
up. We got some extended minutes from Cato against the Orlando Magic. How do you, what do you make of him?
Cato was great screening, grabbed a couple boards. He missed that bunny over Cole Anthony.
Yeah,
need that.
Yeah, that's when Bobby turns to me and just goes, you got to make those.
Limited opportunities, those are so key. But yeah, Joe let him play for long stretches in this game. Part of that might have been scaling back towards Ingles.
That's what
minutes.
I'm thinking, especially when you have Luke in street clothes.
Yeah, Luke's going to go on the trip. Said he's already starting to feel better. He got injured dunking in those pregame warm-ups, which is why he weirdly got scratched around game time there. And Cato was already in street clothes, inactive. Yeah. So that's what left him shorthanded in that second Cleveland game, big time.
Lamar's like, so that's why I played, coach. All right, cool.
No Lamar, no Brissett tonight, though. So those guys is stretched for short-lived. But some investment in Cato here, which it's interesting, right? Yeah. It says something that they trusted him and that they went to him for as long as they did here. Maybe it was the matchup.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think they're starting to like what they see from him and want to get him more reps with the guys out there that he really hasn't played with. Remember how long he was out to start the year?
Right.
He's out of practice.
Yeah. I feel like it was a huge setback that a lot of people overlooked.
Yeah, because he finished the preseason so strong. You thought, this guy's going to be in the mix. And then he was out for like a month plus to start the year. So he's back in the mix. Seems like he's going to be with Boston more than Maine this year. And Kornet, hopefully back in a week or so here, because there are some matchups I could see him being effective in out there, too.
Well, I'm here for it. Oh, well, the Cato part. But, yeah, I mean, Luke as well. You want to see the Celtics at full strength, especially at the center
position.
It's an opportunity
for Cato, though. Someone gets hurt in front of you.
This is a huge opportunity.
You step in front of them.
And I think I like it. I really do like it for this team. I think he's tough.
A lot of people like him, yeah.
I think the rebounding aspect is huge, you know, creating second-chance opportunities, creating additional possessions. I think he could be that guy, especially with his force and the way he his physicality, for sure. You know, that tenacity, and plus, he has those post moves. It's just got to finish him. You know, that's the only thing. But he's a work in progress for sure. But the Celtics get it done here at TD Garden. Once again, your final score against the Orlando Magic is 114-97. They're now 14-0 at TD Garden. And that's going to stay that way for, what, the rest of the year, right? Going into New Year as the Celtics head off to the West Coast, their annual West Coast road trip.
I think it's the Pistons next up here, right?
Starting off with the Golden State Warriors. Yes, that's right. It is the Pistons. And Bobby, you're confident that they're going to be on a 27-game losing streak when they come in here? Is that what you said when we were eating before?
I feel like it, right?
And it could happen.
If they're on that 27, they're going to be one short of tying the NBA record for a losing streak. So Celtics are going to want to make sure they get that done if that's the case.
That would be wild. I don't know. I still think they'll get a win between now and then, but who knows? Who knows? It's the NBA. You never know. That's going to do it for us here at TD Garden. He is Bobby Manning. I am Josue Pavone. The Boston Celtics top the Orlando Magic 114-97. They're now 14-0 at TD Garden and will take on the Golden State Warriors, a first matchup in their West Coast road trip.
You know, I've been looking for the best deal on Celtics tickets, and with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports festivals, and more. You can use my code DREAMERSPRO for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code DREAMERSPRO. Make sure you check the link in the description to download the app.